It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. His fans have said a final goodbye to Michael Jackson, even as many issues following his death have yet to be sorted out, including how he died and where exactly he will be buried. The mood, though, yesterday at Staples Center in downtown L.A. was celebratory. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, thousands came from all over the world to remember Michael Jackson.
The crowd rose almost in unison as pallbearers dressed in black suits and each wearing a single sequin glove wheeled in Jackson's golden casket covered in a blanket of red roses. Emotional tributes followed by Mariah Carey, Stevie Wonder, and Jennifer Hudson, who put a gospel spin on Jackson's Will You Be There.
Hold me like the river of Jordan, and I will then say to thee, you are my friend.
The two-hour memorial was filled with teary remembrances of Michael Jackson, the pop star, child prodigy, and misunderstood icon. Brooke Shields cried, retelling the time she and Jackson snuck into Liz Taylor's wedding day bedroom. Motown legend Berry Gordy recalled recruiting the young singer and his brothers. And basketball legend Magic Johnson retold a time he went to Jackson's for lunch and watched Michael being served a bucket of fried chicken.
And I went crazy, like, wait a minute, Michael, you eat Kentucky Fried Chicken? That made my day. That was the greatest moment of my life.
Reverend Al Sharpton got the most thunderous applause as he praised Jackson and told the singer's three children that their father was wrongly criticized.
Wasn't nothing strange about your daddy. It was strange what your daddy had to deal with. But he dealt with it.
But it was Jackson's daughter who stunned the audience. Long hidden from public view and often covered by masks, 11-year-old Paris burst out with a heartbreaking testament to her father.
I just wanted to say,
speak up, sweetheart, speak up.
Ever since I was born, Daddy has been the best father you could ever imagine. And I just wanted to say I love him so much.
Fans streamed out of the memorial, many still crying. Nico Penny tried to compose herself outside Staples Center. She had come to L.A. from San Francisco and wore a black sash with the singer's name emblazoned on it.
The whole thing was touching. I cried more of this than any of my own relatives' funerals passings, literally.
Many in the crowd, like Michael Field, said they were touched to share what felt like a family affair.
You had a family funeral and you're not in the family. But it felt like family.
He says he wasn't going to brave the crowds, even though he won a free ticket, but now is so glad he did. And the crowds weren't as bad as police had feared. Even after spending millions deploying police, the city may recover much of that from the money spent by the media and fans who descended on L.A. Yet it may have been Michael Jackson who was the real winner. Fan Laura Sanderson Healy says the dignified tribute was the boost Michael Jackson's legacy needed.
It really restored Michael in the eyes of the world, you know, where he needs to be.
Healy was part of the crowd waiting outside Staples Center, hoping to catch a last glimpse of the family leaving. People left the memorial somber, but with the words of Michael Jackson's favorite song still in their head, as sung by his brother Jermaine.
Smile. Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
There are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.